I'm sure many are familiar with the Jewish concept of mida keneged mida, or as the Gemara in Sota calls it, b'mida sha'ada modeid ba modeid in lo. The mida of how a person acts in the world, that is the mida by how Hashem measures and treats that person. The Sefer Achinuch has a very fascinating, and I believe nuanced, understanding of that concept, which he says is greatly misunderstood by most people. He's talking in this week's Parsha, in Parsha's Tazria, about the Mitzorah. Mitzvah 171, the Sefer Achinuch counts a mitzvah for the Mitzorah to observe all of the rituals involved in being cast out of the camp, which involve him leaving the Machane Yisrael, sitting outside the Jewish camp in isolation, tearing his clothes, growing his hair long, which the Sefer Achinuch says, that might be pshat in the Pasuk, Tamei, Tamei Yikra. He calls out, I'm Tamei, not just in a actual speaking out, please stay away from me, I'm Tamei, but his actions, the actions of sitting outside of the camp, his actions of wearing disheveled clothes and having a disheveled appearance is a calling, is a way of bespeaking the idea of, I'm not part of society, stay away from me. And the Sefer Achinuch quotes from the Gemara in Arachin that this is a fitting punishment for the Baal Lashon Hara, the person deserving of Taras, a person who separated people, who was divisive with his or her language by speaking negatively about people, causing division among husbands and wives, among friends, people in the community. People who cause division deserve to sit all by themselves by their lonesome. You cause division among them, you will sit all by yourself. The Sefer Achinuch says the simple way to understand Mida Keneged Mida is, look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being kind to you, but you decided to act obnoxious, so Hashem is going to make you seem obnoxious. You have to sit outside and be all alone. It's a fitting punishment. Hashem is angry with you. The Sefer Achinuch says our understanding of Mida Keneged Mida, that Hashem is somehow changing his ways. If you're kind to me, I'll be good to you. But if you're going to act nasty to me, I'll act nasty to you. Sounds too human. Yes, that's a very human way of responding in kind, of having a perspective of, I'm not going to be nice to you unless you're nice to me, really belies the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a makor of bracha, a makor of goodness and kindness in the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this kiviyachol darker side, that if you turn nasty, he could kiviyachol, chas v'shalom, turn nasty doesn't make any sense when talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Instead, says the Sefer HaKadosh here, Mitzvah 171, Mida Keneged Mida means that the person is changing, and there's a natural consequence as a result, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not changing. And he gives the following analogy. Imagine a person walking down a straight path, a clear path, on the way to the supermarket, on the way to work, on the way to accomplish good and big things. And the person decides on their own to veer off the path, and they decide to jump over the railing and fall into a pile of thorns, to a big thorn bush. The person's in a lot of pain. So what would you say in that case? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mad at you. You veered off the road. So because you went off the road into the thorns, he punished you by giving you thorns. No, it's as long as you're walking on the straight path, you're getting the things that you want to get, you're accomplishing good things. If you veer off the path, the natural consequence is now you're off the path. And you have to face the things that are off the path. If you turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness and kindness, you're going to find yourself in an ungood, unkind, thorny, difficult, painful place. Not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing his ways. Ani Hashem lo shinisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not changing. The person is changing. And as a result, suffers the natural consequences. The Sefer Achinuch's idea is a little bit more difficult to apply to most punishments. How exactly is this a natural consequence as opposed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting angry or taking revenge? But when it comes to Mitzorah, it's very easy to understand. It's not that this person spoke Lashon Hara and divided people. So, Mida Keneged Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you'll be all alone. See how you like it. It's the natural consequence of being a Baal Lashon Hara is people don't like you. People don't trust you. They might be laughing at your story this time because at this time, they're just the listener about someone else's misfortune, someone else being mocked, someone else being tattled on. Haha, very funny. But in the back of their minds, the listeners are thinking, I would never trust myself around this person. If they're going around gossiping, if they're going around sharing negative or funny or embarrassing things, I wouldn't trust this person with my deepest, darkest secrets. I don't consider this person to be someone in my inner circle anymore. I don't want them to be part of my society. That's a natural consequence. It's not a punishment. It's a consequence of being a Baal Lashon Hara is you're a Baal Lashon Hara. If you're a Baal Machlokas, the natural consequence is you're a Baal Machlokas. So you sit alone, and you're disheveled, and you're not part of society. The mitzvos of Mitzorah, says the Sefer Achinuch, are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of magnifying and highlighting the natural consequences that are really there anyway. Whether the person actually leaves the camp or not, they're going to be seen by society as a nuisance, at best, or a terrible quarrelsome person at worst. And therefore, by having the person go outside, it's a chesed from Hashem to actually highlight this mida keneged mida, recognize what you're doing to yourself. By veering off this path, you are putting yourself in a very thorny, painful, difficult predicament. That's your doing. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu turning dark, turning nasty. This is what happens to a person who speaks Lashon Hara. This is what happens to a person who becomes obnoxious. And one of the questions Rav Chaim Vital and others, philosophers, raise is, why isn't there a mitzvah against bad midas? Why aren't there onshim for bad midas? And one answer is, that's the onesh. The onesh for being obnoxious is that you're obnoxious. And people don't want to be around you. And people don't trust you. This very, I think, nuanced idea of the Sefer HaChinuch, when we think about mitzvos and averos, not in terms of punishments, but in terms of natural consequences, gives us an insight into the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how by turning off the path, a person has only him or herself to blame for the natural consequences. Turns out, the greatest punishment for being a Baal Lashon Hara is the consequence of being a Baal Lashon Hara.